This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on July 1st on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend tonight with trivia. It is live Monday Night Trivia on the 1st of July. If you're listening to this on a Friday night, it's a replay, or any time other than the 1st of July, it's a replay. But if it is July 1st where you are, trundle over to the phone because we'd love you to play. 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE. Now, we got bumper stumpers for you. And a theme, yeah. And almost all the bumper stumpers are pretty big artists, too. That's not the theme, obviously. Now, we need a new question, though, because last week we dispensed with our straggler. And time for something new. One out of three Americans believes this about themselves. What? One out of three Americans believes this about themselves. What is it? 888-876-5593. Now, if you don't have any idea what my question is, and obviously you haven't heard any of the bumper stumpers yet, so you can't go there, you can have your own category, and sky is the limit on that, because everybody knows something about something. Whatever it is at which you excel, ask for that category, and we'll find a question. And just to prove that any category is fair game, we do things like hominins with Johnny D and other Cro-Magnon-type things. So yours is probably not quite as obtuse as that, but everybody knows something about something. So pick your poison. We'll ask you a question. Now, I was thinking just before the show started, actually, we haven't heard from Tom in Covington in a long time. And interestingly, we haven't had anybody else pick his category either. He goes for audios. And what that means, he tells me the year, which you can do, and then I find a hit record from that year. Well, hit is negotiable, I guess, but usually a fairly big hit, certainly something that hit the Billboard Hot 100. I play a little for you, and you tell me who the artist is, and that's how it is with audios. Now, we also do charts. You pick any week of any month of any year, and we do the top 10 according to the Billboard Hot 100, sometimes according to Cashbox or Record World, but usually according to the Billboard Hot 100. And we go through it, and you only have to get 70% right. Now, see, so there's so many ways to win, there's got to be a catch, right? Yeah, the prizes aren't worth the postage it takes to get them to you, and it takes us absolutely forever to mail them. So what that means is you're doing this largely for the fun of it, and hopefully it is a lot of fun. Monday Night Trivia is the only night where I can't do the show without you. Yeah, Tuesday through Thursday, I can prattle on, I'll tell you what. Although I don't know if I, you know, last week we were talking when I knew that WGN wanted to carry the debate. We were talking about whether I should do an hour live after that or not. And I elected to replay Del Stecker because I thought that was a good interview. And also I wasn't sure how the debate would go. Boy, am I glad. I would have been speechless, utterly speechless. So we will, yeah, for a whole hour. So we will, So we will avoid discussing that or anything of substance, which is a lot of things this summer. We'll leave them on the table and just fiddle while Rome burns, so to speak, and have a good time. Now, you'll hear your first bumper stumper in moments. That won't tell you the theme, obviously, but in the meantime, you might want to take a gander at one out of three Americans believes this about themselves. What? Yeah, think about that for a while. Or, you know, take your own category. Lisa does that every week. She picks movie quotes, and she's alarmingly good at this. So, Lisa, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you doing?
Okay, how about yourself?
Pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good.
And so, movie quotes. I actually, you know, I never see movies, but I saw a movie last night. Yes, I was really sick. I mean, really sick. So I was a captive audience. I couldn't even sit up. I was just lying down. So John said, "Well, while I've got you here," and
was it a new movie or an
well?
Old movie?
I guess it's relatively new. It was Oppenheimer.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yep. So I saw Oppenheimer. drifted in and out, but mostly saw it.
I can imagine that's a long movie.
Was it? I thought it only seemed like that, but yes, it was good though. Sad to me, but good. All right. So let's see what we, and I have a favorite physicist. I was hoping they were going to mention him because he did work on that project, although at that time he was still a junior physicist, but Richard Feynman, I just loved him. And, his name didn't come up, but that's all right. Everybody else's did. And they showed Teller for the jerk that he was. All right.
Yeah, see, that's the subject matter. I think that's a little bit above me.
Ah.
Yeah. I'm not sure I would have kept, you know.
Oh, you know, I think
with it that long.
I think it was done well enough that you might have.
Maybe. I know I tried Barbie and I made it for like 10 minutes. And
I'm so glad John didn't think of that. Because I swear, I was saying I couldn't stand, but if he played Barbie, I might have been able to walk out of the room.
You would have had to.
Yeah, exactly.
It was awful. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. All right,
at
so we're going to do
my opinion.
We're going to do movie quotes, and and so what I have to do, of course, I've got the quote here, and now I'm looking at this, and it doesn't tell me what the movie is. It's a really good quote, but I really think that it's got to tell me what the movie is in order for this to work.
Right.
So let me find, yeah, 100 of them as far as that goes. And they talk about the movies and they mention the stars, but they don't mention the name of the movie, which of course is something I absolutely have to know. So we're going to,
right.
We're gonna
you can't rely on me.
Well, I can actually much more than these websites. That's for sure. All right. Now, the problem is, all right, I believe that this was a big movie. You ready?
Yes.
To see the world, things dangerous to come to see behind walls, to draw closer, to find each other, and to feel, that is the purpose of life.
Oh, wow. What? Can you tell me what year?
I got to look it up.
Okay.
And I can do that. I think it's more recent than not, like not it the 30s or anything. So let's see what year. 2013.
Oh, boy. Okay, and I'm going to have you repeat the quote again.
All right. So we got to find the quote again.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Yeah, man, you're really making me work here. But that's all right. That's all right. I'm here to do that. And where did it go? All right, I'll have to look at show all history. All right, so here we go. Yeah, all right. So here we are. To see the world, things dangerous to come to see behind walls, to draw closer, to find each other, and to feel, that is the purpose of life.
Huh.
And I don't know why, but I think it's a movie you've seen.
Really?
Doesn't I think so.
At all.
I should probably find something older then. All right, well, if
I'm better with, like, 40s and 50s and 60s.
All right, well, I'll tell you the name of the movie, and if you say, gee, I don't know, never heard of it, but we're going to find you a 50s quote. It's The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Oh, yeah. And actually, that was a remake of an older movie.
Right, but...
But I never saw it, and I...
All right.
I mean, obviously, I've heard of it, being a movie buff, but I never would guess that one.
Well, then let's pick something else. I can do that. You'll know this. Feed Me!
Oh, that's got to be the one with the plant.
Yeah, 1960.
Yeah,
very famous
and that was
movie.
Remade, too, into a musical.
Oh, geez.
I know. Believe it or not, and it was on Broadway.
With a singing carnivorous plant?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I know the original... had Jack Nicholson in it.
Uh-huh. 1960.
Oh, shoot.
So this should be right up your alley.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've seen it a million times. I've even seen the remake. Let me just think a minute if it, what the hell the name of it was.
Yeah, the remake was 1986, the original 1960.
Yes.
And let's see.
Steve Martin did the part in the remake that Jack, of the crazy dentist. And
all right, let's see what we have here. Roger Corman directed it, but it's a horror movie, so that's no surprise. All right, that doesn't help, but... I'm looking because I didn't know. Yeah, you're right. Jack Nicholson, he played
the guy that likes the pain.
Yeah, Wilbur.
He likes going to the dentist because he liked the pain of it.
Right, Wilbur Force. What was his name?
Something
in
about
Jonathan Hayes was in it, and he played Seymour Krelborn.
Raleigh.
You're going to really be upset at yourself.
I know this movie, and as soon as you tell me, let me try to think a minute.
All right.
I don't want to tie up the line, though, but...
That's all right.
Is there any other small hint you can give me?
Well, of course, never having seen the damn thing, other than...
Can you tell me how many words in the title? No.
One, two, three, five, if you count things like articles and...
Like the?
Yeah. If you take away the, there's four words. And then you got a preposition in there.
The something, the oh, man.
And I think we need the thinking music, no doubt about
that.
No,
you
all
can
right,
just
yeah.
tell me. I'm only delighted.
Right, we've got a little of the thinking music. Go
oh, I know what it is.
Okay.
What it is. The Little Shop of Horrors.
We have a winner. All right. So there you go. Hang on. We'll confirm that address. See, I knew you would have hated yourself if you didn't get that.
For sure.
All right.
Sure.
So hang on. Yeah. Don't go away. Yes. Little Shop of Horrors. Yes. So 888-876-5593. We're going to do World War II planes with Don. Sam and Gurney has some guests for our question. One out of three Americans believes this about themselves. Barry wants charts from July 4th, 1965. We can do it. And Dave in Chicago wants recent baseball trivia. Well, and there's one line available for you, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. And radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? And and we won't ask what he has in common with anybody else yet, because that's only one. But you, John's just bringing me something to eat because he realized I didn't. All right, and I won't now, though. I'll talk to you. I'll just look at it lovingly. All right, so Linda in Richland Park has some guesses. So, Linda, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm just fine. I decided to call early for a change.
Yay.
Call on a Monday.
All right.
try to guess on some of those games that you have. I want to know if I could, how many chances can I, for the person, what they think about themselves? How many choices
six.
Can I
you can go
make?
You can go six, and then you can call back and get another six.
Oh, all right. I'll try my six, but I don't want to hold up the line, but
no.
I was so sorry to hear that you wasn't feeling well last night. It really made me feel bad. I said, oh, my God.
Well, it happens.
I'd be praying for you to be strong.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. No, but better now. I'm going to be here all week, and we'll definitely have a live 4th of July show.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
But let me take my six guesses. Beautiful?
Nope.
Ugly.
No.
Skinny.
No.
Fat.
No.
Smart.
No.
My last one would be dumb.
Not that either. It's something very specific, and it is something positive. But one out of three people believes this about themselves. So think about it and call me back.
This could be a male or female,
right? It absolutely could. Doesn't matter at all.
All right. Okay, that's what I'll do. And I was going to ask you, this lady, she do the movies, but do you do, like, the sitcoms on TV?
Sure, which one you want?
Well, I was thinking about Martin Lawrence. I used to look at that a lot.
Okay. He was in Martin. So that was 92 through 97. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we want Martin TV trivia. All right. There's got to be plenty of that. Mm-hmm. Let's find it here. All right. Here we go. Let's see. What type of car did Cole drive?
Oh, my God. Now you ask me a question that I know I can't answer.
Well, now, it's the one thing that he loved more than Big Shirley and Chicken Fingers.
Oh my God.
The one thing, and he absolutely loved this. And the rest of us would consider this one of the worst cars ever made.
A Ford?
No, an AMC Pacer.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, those are the things I never paid any attention to.
Yeah, well, I've got a lot more, so we can tackle this again next time.
Okay, great. All righty.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Linda.
And when you do play records, when you do start playing songs, could you play Cleo's Back?
Yeah, do it tomorrow night.
All right, great.
Thanks.
All right,
appreciate
I'll be listening to the show.
Sounds great.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah, and sometime this week, I'm not sure what night. I may save it for 4th of July. I might not. But I promised a while ago that I'd do the whole Loveland saga. And if you think it's just Charles Wright and his Watts 103rd Street Rhythm and Band, have I got news for you. So we'll play the original, and then we'll play the one that came out next, and then we'll play Charles Wright, and then we'll play one that he remade as Charles Wright. But there's a whole saga as to who wrote it. It involves lawsuits. Oh, you'll enjoy it. All right. Nothing like a good lawsuit, right? All right, so let's see what we can do. Sam and Gurney wants a guess on our question. So one out of three people believes this about themselves. What do you think, Sam?
Yeah. Hey, Raleigh, your last caller put me out of business pretty much, so I was struggling to come up with a new answer. But I'm going to take a stab at saying that maybe they think that they appear younger than they actually are or look young for their age.
Great answer. It's not right, but it's nice and specific. It's a great answer.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Good
thanks
night.
For trying. Appreciate it. Yeah, sure. It's something they believe about themselves. I don't want to call it a trait, though. It's not a trait. But it's something positive, and one out of three people actually believes this about themselves. I fall into the other two out of three, but no, there was a time, it doesn't matter anymore, but there was a time that I had reason to believe this. So I'll even explain it fully when you get it. So one out of three Americans believes this about themselves. What? All right. And then, of course, we have bumper stumpers, the first one coming up after the news. And then we'll do World War II planes with Don and Beloit. We'll do charts with Barry. Baseball trivia. Oh, I've already got Dave in Chicago's question. And John in Chicago wants charts from 1969. Shall we do this week? Well, we'll ask him. We'll find out on WGN Radio.
That you love me, that's why I fell. I'm not sure about you, baby, only time will tell. The lies that you told me, they just don't gel. I'm not sure about you, baby, only time will tell. Ooh, 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 ooh.
know that I love you. And you ring the bell, I'm not sure about you, baby, only time will tell. You said not to worry, but I can't help myself. I'm not sure about you, baby, only time will tell. Only time will tell.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? And what's he have in common with the first thing we played? All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. Now, we have our bumper stumpers. We also have our question. One out of three Americans believes this about themselves. What? All right, so we've determined it's positive and it's specific. So positive and specific. What could that be? All right, and I clearly have far too many windows open. Yeah, I'm looking at this saying, oh my God. So we can close Martin trivia now. And I've got my hominins for Johnny D. And actually, I have my baseball question too, but I had another page that told me more about it. But we're going to go with that anyway. Dave in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, how are you this week?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good. My guess for the question was one in three Americans believe that they will live into their 90s.
Oh, that's interesting. No, that's not it. But I like that.
Shoot. Okay.
That's a lovely answer all the way around. All right.
Well, you said specific, too, so I was trying to...
It is. That's a great following my instruction. You just came up with the wrong answer. But other than that, it was perfect. All right. So we are going to talk about Major League Ball. And you want it relatively current. So nothing from the 30s or 40s or 50s or even 60s. Okay. So it happens. And although it doesn't happen that often, but it certainly happens, and that's consecutive back-to-back MVP winners. What I want to know is, who's the last one?
Ooh. Was it Mike Trout?
No, it was Miguel Cabrera.
Oh. My brother was a Lyft driver, and he actually did a Lyft for him after opening day.
Really?
And he asked him about that. Yeah, I have a photo of it. It's terrific.
And yes, and Cabrera defeated Mike Trout. If we were going to say who was runner-up, you'd have gotten it immediately.
Yeah. My mind just, I just passed right over him. Yeah, shoot.
Yeah, Miguel, well, good old Miguel. Thanks for calling. Hope to talk to you next week.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. All right, so 888-876-5593. In 2012, Cabrera became the first player to win a Triple Crown since Carl Yastrzemski in 1967. Yeah, won another batting title the next year while matching his home run total, 44, finishing with 137 RBIs, just short of his total 139 from 2012. So there you have it. 888-876-5593. Didn't it sound like I had some idea of what I was talking about? Yeah. Oh, man, dream on. John in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, welcome, Ron.
How are you?
Real good. How are you?
All right, so we're going to do 1969.
69.
Okay, and I left that on the shelf. So entertain the folks for 30 seconds while I walk over and get the charts from 1969. Tell them your life story. Go.
Hey, I'm kind of a music fan, and I follow most of, particularly when I'm driving to work, I follow a lot of the oldie songs.
Well, good. What's your favorite oldie?
I have to pick probably a Beatle oldie.
Okay. Well, they're popular enough. God knows they sold enough copies. Now, for 1969, do we want the week of July 4th, or do you want some other week?
July 4th is fine.
All right. So I've got the Hot 100 chart in my hot little hands here. And here we go. Number one. Oh, God. All right. Number one. Love theme from Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, God.
I know. I'm looking at this saying, what? But yes, absolutely. So it's,
I'll never get that one. I'll never get that one.
That's okay. You only need to get 70%, but that would have been Henry Mancini. Okay, number two, you'll get this. Spinning wheel. What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel.
Yes, I know that. Spinning wheels. Right now, I'm drawing a blank.
All right, that's okay. That'll be blood, sweat, and tears. Number three, Bad Moon Rising.
Creedence Clearwater.
Yep, Creedence Clearwater it is. There's a bathroom on the right. Yes. Okay, number four, Good Morning Starshine.
Oliver, I know.
Yes, absolutely right, Oliver. Very good, very good. Number five, one is the loneliest number. Yes, absolutely, very good. Number six, Get Back.
The Beatles.
Yes, number seven, Crystal Blue Persuasion.
Tommy James and Sean Bell.
Yes, number eight, In the Year 2525.
Ziegler and Evans.
Yes, number nine, Color Him Father. It was on Metro Media. It was a wonderful song.
Color and Father?
Yeah.
No, I remember.
Okay, I'll
never get this
one.
Well,
okay, that's the Winston. So as long as you get the next one, that's 70%, and that's all you need. Number 10, Too Busy Thinking About My Baby.
Too Busy Thinking About My Baby.
Male singer, Motown Family.
Marvin Gaye.
There we have a winner. I knew I could pull it out of you. All right. Hang on. We'll get your address. Don't go away. Stay where you are. But it takes forever to get anything. But eventually, hopefully before you die, you will. So don't go away.
Thank you.
All right. So 888-876-5593, 88-88-RALEIGH. All right. So that's how easy it is with charts. Shall we do it again? Barry in New Hampshire. He always does well. So Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Rally.
So we're going to do July 4th, 1965.
Yes.
Okay. I can do that. All right. Here we are. I got it right in front of my hot little hands. Number one, I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Rolling Stones.
Number two, I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Temptations.
Well, the Four Tops are going to be really surprised to hear you say that. It is the Four Tops. Number three, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Bob Dylan?
No, the hit. Was on Columbia, was one of the five acts they signed when they got rid of Mitch Miller. Yeah, you are. You're going to be really upset if you don't get this.
Yeah.
You're giving up?
Oh, wait a minute. The Birds.
Yes, there you go. Absolutely. All right. So you're still at the 90% level. Let's see how you do. Number four, it's a remake, Wonderful World.
Louis Armstrong?
No. Yes, exactly. Herman's Hermits redoing, of course, Sam Cooke. Number five, Bole Bole.
Seeing the Shame and the Ferals.
Yes. Number six, Yes, I'm Ready.
Barbara Mason.
Yes. Very good. Number seven, Seventh Son.
Creedence?
No, you can do this. I'll give you another chance at this. Male vocal.
Yep.
Oh, I had his own had his own record label, but he wasn't on it. He was on Imperial.
Seventh Son.
Yeah.
Johnny Rivers?
Yes, absolutely. Number eight, Cara Mia. With their lead singer, David Blatt, who had to change his name.
I don't know.
Jay and the Americans. David Blatt became Jay Black. All right, Cara Mia. Number 9, You Turn Me On. Horrible record. He sounded like he was hyperventilating.
You turn me on.
Yeah, I'll let me look.
Can you play us?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Because after all, it's one of those. When I say hyperventilating, I am not in any way. let's see. So I have to spell. Of course, to find these records, I have to be able to spell. Okay, here we are. Oh yeah. Oh, who could forget? And for a while, there was a disc jockey on KRLA after the success of this. Oh my God. Well, that was Ian Whitcomb. And normally I would say for number 9 that would be living proof that there is payola, but it was on Capitol's budget label Tower, so I don't really think they paid anybody to play it, which is even more perplexing. And finally number 10. What the world needs now is love.
No.
Not even close. Come on, you can do this. She was on Imperial. She loved R&B.
Drawing a blank, and I know I'm going to...
Yeah, you are. You're going to be really upset about this. Jackie DeShannon.
Oh, that's right.
Well, let's see. Yep. Let's total up. Let's see. You screwed up with the four tops, but Jay and the Americans. Okay, and you turn. Okay, yeah, you got 60%. Not this week. So hopefully next week.
All right, I'll try next week.
Thanks. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. Ooh, we're going to do lyrics with Fran. Love that. 1968 lyrics. Sam and Gurney. I think Sam actually guessed already. So I'm going to clear that line. And Sam, if you didn't guess, you'll have to call back. But Johnny D, of course, can always be dependent on to want a hominin question. How's it going tonight, Johnny D?
Oh, it's going okay, Raleigh. How are you feeling, eh?
Yeah, a lot better tonight, that's for sure, yes. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I never seen that Oppenheimer. I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
I think it was on, I hope I didn't miss it on Netflix, but how'd they portray, was there Enrico Fermi in it?
You know, not really.
No?
Well, remember, Fermi wasn't in New Mexico. He was in Chicago. So there really wasn't any. The only one I would say that you would recognize other than Oppenheimer is Teller.
And they made him seem funny? What?
No, Teller's a jerk. He was. Teller, okay.
Really?
Oh, God, yes. Firstly, it was Oppenheimer who brought Teller to Los Alamos, period. He did. And when it came time for the hearings, because, you know, the whole thing about Oppenheimer is he got disgraced because he had communist friends. The reality was there was no doubt that he was a patriot. He was not a spy or anything like that. But he did kind of dabble in communism. Anyway, so they had the hearings afterwards, you know, after the H-bomb and all that.
Yeah.
And the only scientist to speak against Oppenheimer was Teller. So that tells you all you need to know.
But he was a communist. He wasn't a communist.
Well, no, here's the thing. We'll never know. He wasn't. He was never a member of the party. He absolutely had communist leanings, but it was not unusual. But he was not in any way a communist loyalist or a spy for Russia or anything like that. None of that. So, you know.
Did he come over here from another, I mean, you know.
No, Oppenheimer was born here. And his parents weren't, and Teller was not. Teller was a foreigner. He was from Hungary and Germany. But Oppenheimer was born in New York. I think he went to he might have gone to Ethical Culture. Yeah, he was absolutely born here. And the thing about Oppenheimer, and they did kind of a nice job about this, is that if you knew him, one of the most interesting qualities physically about the man is he had the most distracting blue eyes. And
yeah, but he was skinny as a rail, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, but, you know, I mean, as a rail, I don't know. But the thing you'd notice about him was his eyes. And I don't know if the guy...
He was an alcoholic.
Well, you know, who wouldn't be after what he went through?
I don't know.
You know, as far... He was also a chain smoker, which, of course, is what killed him. And, you know, he was... much later, and I don't know if this was in the movie or not, because by then I fell asleep, but he was fully pardoned in 2022. I mean, fully exonerated, I should say. So
who did that?
2022, a couple of years ago, our government, the AEC, the committee that originally condemned him, the AEC committee. Because what had happened was they pulled a security clearance after the bombs, again, because he had... and the guy, the bad guy, as far as that guy's, was Strauss, who was the AEC commissioner. And there were a lot of reasons he didn't like Oppenheimer, you know, as far as that goes, apart from anything like that. But he testified, Oppenheimer testified, you know, before the House Un-American Activities Committee and all of that. And he freely admitted that, you know, he had those associations, but there was absolutely no doubt that he was a patriot in terms of what he was doing and all that. He wasn't sharing his secrets with any other nation, no doubt about that. And so, you know, he died, and it was Chesterfields that did him in, chain smoker. It was throat cancer, and he died. He was at Princeton, in Princeton, New Jersey, when he died. And you know, his wife died about 5 years later, and she was, you know, a factor, because there were those who said she was a communist and all that kind of stuff. But but when
was she a nice looking lady or what?
You know, she looked right. You know, I don't know. The only thing I ever noticed when I would see pictures of Oppenheimer was like, whoa, look at those eyes. You know, that's about it. And
but now he has become Death, Destroyer of Worlds.
Well, yeah, no. Yeah,
that's what he said.
Yeah, I know he did. You know, sadly, long after his death, we have an asteroid named after him and a lunar crater named after him and all this.
Was he German? German?
No, he was American. He was born
in... No, I'm saying his ethnicity.
Oh, he was Jewish.
Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh.
From
Germany.
Teller was, too. Feynman was, too. Well, no, I mean, he was from New York City. He was born in New York City in 1904.
I'm talking about his heritage, you know. Oppenheimer?
Yeah,
come on.
His parents, where did they emigrate from? Probably Germany.
Well, that's what I said.
Probably. And he went to Harvard. And after Harvard, he went over to Germany because he studied under Max Born. And if you're into physicists, that's somebody who should be high on your list.
None about physicists.
Well, you don't
have a brother-in-law that was a geophysicist.
Interesting.
He worked on Star Wars, that bombs, you know.
Yes.
Do we have time before I can answer my question?
Of course we're going to let you answer your question. How could we not let you answer your question?
I mean, what time is it? We have to go to the news now or what?
No, actually, there's no second break, so we've got 5 minutes here.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm going to have to look for that movie, Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
I wanted to see it, but I never did.
I think you'll like it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We'll go to the other end of the spectrum, from the cutting edge of science back to hominins. Right.
Yeah, but I want to answer the trivia.
Oh, good. Go for it.
Linda,
what do you think?
Linda made me think of these.
What do you think?
Linda put me on this train of thought.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
One in three think that they have a great ear for...
Yeah,
huh?
One out of three Americans believes this about themselves. What?
Okay. Well, like I say, Linda made this pop into my head with her calls. They got a good ear for music.
What a great answer. It's not right, but that's exactly the kind of thing we're looking
for. All right, well, then they're tone deaf?
No.
All right, now, here's my third guess, and I thought I heard this once, that they could live one more year.
No.
What is that? I heard that somewhere.
I have no idea. I think most
everybody thinks they can live one more year.
Most people think they'll live one more year. I think most people think they'll live a lot longer than that. Death becomes quite the surprise unless they have a fatal illness.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I heard that somewhere. All right, but that's it on my guesses. I thought, you know, they got a good ear for hearing, they were tone deaf. Linda made me think of that. All right.
I know you.
I'm
like,
ready for my hominin.
And I know you like.
You got it.
I know you like your multiple choices.
So, sure I do.
All right. A 2017 study published in the journal PLOS ONE argued that the teeth of Gracilopithecus, a hominid dated to 7.2 million years ago, are more similar to pre-human hominins than to great apes. Based on this, the authors of the study argued that the human-chimpanzee split occurred in what region? Here are your choices. North Australia, Southern Africa, the Eastern Mediterranean, or Central Asia?
Wow. All right.
So you say. I don't know if it's all right or not.
Well, I'm trying to think. All right. They, based on that, it, what was the part about the teeth again? What?
All right. They argued that the teeth of Gracilopithecus, a hominid dated to 7.2 million years ago, are more similar to pre-human hominins than to great apes. Based on this, the authors of the study argued the human chimpanzee split occurred in what region?
Huh. Where was the Asian one?
We had Central Asia, Southern Africa, Eastern Mediterranean, Northern Australia.
Well, it wasn't Northern Australia. It might have been the Mediterranean. I'm going to go with that. Mediterranean.
You are a winner. And I'll tell you what the story is there.
Okay, go ahead.
Gracilopithecus is known for two fossils, specifically a jawbone found in Athens, Greece in 1944, and a single tooth found in Bulgaria. The 2017 study found that the roots of the Gracilopithecus premolars are widely fused, which is similar to what is found in both humans and known prehumans. While great apes typically have two or three separate and diverging roots, Gracilopithecus is older than the oldest known suspected hominin found in Africa. Sahelanthropus, how do you ever pronounce that one? The charred, whatever it is.
Sahelanthropus.
Yeah, but the and then it's like a Chadensis or something.
Chadensis.
By some 200,000 years. Therefore, if this hypothesis, which the author calls the North Side story, is correct, it indicates that Gracilopithecus is more closely related to humans than apes, and the initial split occurred in Europe rather than Africa, as widely believed. All right. We'll talk to you.
We'll talk to you.
You're a winner, so we'll confirm that address.
All right. Eastern Mediterranean, huh?
Eastern Mediterranean. Hang on. Don't go away.
All righty. Thank you.
We'll come back from the Eastern Mediterranean right after the news with a question for you on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
My eyes are closed, but yet they see the beauty of your love. I give my love to you, all my body and soul. I give my mind to you with a love that'll never grow old. I give my love to you, all my body and soul. I give my mind to you with a love that'll never grow old. You are my smiles, the last of tears. You are my day.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and who are they? And what's the theme? You now have three songs you've heard. That should be enough time for something to occur to you. At the very least, it should occur to you who that is, because that's a gimme if there ever was one. 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. All right, so let's see. Don in Beloit, of course, wants his World War II plane trivia. How's it going, Don?
Hey, good. Was that like a nasal thing, nasal congestion, like everybody has? You doing okay today?
It was nothing like that. And yes, I'll be fine. I mean, I'll be as fine as I get. So anyhow,
I got some guess. My guess number five, I think, is that I've heard a few of these, and I think number five I've heard several times. So I'm gonna try your quiz there. One, I think some people think they're taller than others.
Nope.
Average.
Nope.
They feel they're more honest.
Nope.
Than the average people.
Nope.
They're poorer. They feel they're poorer.
Nope.
More charitable.
Nope.
All right. Number five, they're better drivers than the average person, they think.
Nope.
They're better Charlie Rich karaoke singers.
Nope. That's your half dozen. So,
all right, well, I do not know.
So we're talking World War II aircraft. What was the P-47's nickname?
Wow, it had so many.
It had one in particular.
Jug?
Yes, absolutely. The jug, and the jug, of course, had nothing to do with performance or appearance. It was a short form of what?
Oh, I should know. Is that right? It was short for something else?
Yes.
Huh. I always thought it was because it was sort of like an old hillbilly jug kind of a thing.
Nothing like that.
I do not know. I don't think I know the answer to this.
It's a short form of juggernaut.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
But you
okay.
knew it was the jug, so that's enough. We'll add to your stash.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
You guys have a good one.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
So, yes, the juggernaut, the jug. Yes, 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. All right, we're going to do some lyrics with Fran in Austin. How's it going, Fran?
Oh, it's going.
All right. Well, excellent. So I have lyrics for you. You wanted 1968?
Yeah.
Diamonds and pearls, don't you know that I've had enough?
Wow. I'm not even getting it
but I feel,
in my
okay.
head.
But I feel so much better. Yes, I do. Dressed in love. So, diamonds and pearls, don't you know that I've had enough? But I feel so much better, yes I do, dressed in love.
Mm.
Oh, you're going to kick yourself.
I'm sure I am, because I'm not even getting a...
Dressed in love,
in
yes
head.
It's love, oh sweet love, that makes a woman. Barbara Acklin, Love Makes a Woman.
I don't know if I...
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
yeah, I picked a song and you don't even know the song. This is, well, we must play it for you then, because I know you know this song.
Yeah,
because
I don't think I probably do know it and I'm not thinking of it.
Yeah, as soon as you hear it, I know, I anticipate the groan that I'm going to hear. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right,
I'm ready. Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should have been learning, but my pockets
Yeah, see, you knew Love Makes a Woman.
Yeah, now I'm sitting here singing it.
Right, exactly. Diamonds and pearls, don't you know that I've had enough? But I feel so much better, yes I do, dressed in love.
Wow, yeah, I haven't heard that song in forever.
Really?
But anyway, yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm in shock. I thought you would get that one instantly, so you just never know.
You never know. That's but anyway, right. at least I remembered it. I feel better about that.
Well, yeah, I would have really worried if you didn't. Yeah. But that's what makes it fun. Yeah, those ones where you said, damn.
Sure.
All right, so we will talk to you soon.
Okay,
thanks.
Next week.
Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. We got Cindy, we got Stacy, we got Jim in Richmond, and Mark in Aurora, and room for you too. And this time I'll play the commercials on time on WGN Radio.
Well, chip, 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 went the little bird, sing, sang, zoo in my heart. And my dear, from this I knew that we would never part. The way you walk and the way you talk got me hypnotized. The way you dance and the way you prance makes my blood rise. You are my love, you're my one and only. You are my love, without you I'd be much too lonely. Chip went the little bird, zing zang zoo in my heart. And my dear, from this I knew that we would never part. Sing thank you where my heart. And my dear, from this I knew that we would never part. The way you walk and the way you talk.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. There's your latest bumper stumper. Okay, now you've heard four of them. That should make a theme somewhat of apparent. Well, so far it hasn't made any of the artists appearance, so I don't know. Yes, you absolutely know this group. Not for that song, obviously. That was 1959 on Herald. All right, so one out of three Americans believes this about themselves. It's positive and it's specific. 888-876-5593. That's 8888 Raleigh. And what do we have here with Cindy in Chicago? Cindy, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's maybe they think they're in the middle class. I guess in the business news, they keep saying there is no middle class anymore.
Well, that's not it.
Okay.
All right. If you've got anything else, you call me back. Thanks.
Okay, perfect.
All right, appreciate it. Yes, definitely not it. All right, so let's see. All right, Jim in Richmond. How are you doing tonight, Jim?
I'm doing fine.
Well,
but
good.
I was worried about you. I thought after 4 days off, you would be feeling great today.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? No, it was absolutely not good. But, hey, today's another day, and it's better than it was yesterday,
mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to complain. Now, I have two things. Firstly, I found the phone number for the IBVI location. I'm not sure that they're the folks who will be able to help you, but I want to give you the number anyway, okay?
Can I call you tomorrow for
yes.
it? Because I'm nowhere near anywhere.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Write it down?
Absolutely, I'll do that. And I also found something for something called iLink that looks very interesting, and that's a Wisconsin resource, so we'll talk about that too. All right, so...
Tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. So with that in mind, you want Big Bang Theory trivia. Okay.
Well, I wanted to answer the trivia question.
Oh, even
first.
Better. Okay, what do you think?
That they're highly educated?
Nope.
Okay. That was my guess.
All right. I'll give you a multiple choice. You want the Big Bang Theory television show. And we're going to... Here's the question. How does Sheldon choose his seat at a movie theater? And the choices are... He inspects the floor for the spot that's the least sticky. He figures out the exact center of the room. He looks for the acoustic sweet spot. Or he measures an equal distance.
He looks He looks for the acoustic sweet spot.
You're absolutely right. So there you have it.
I've listened and seen every episode.
Well, and that one seen in two episodes, the white asparagus triangulation, and there was another one as well. So yes, the acoustic sweet spot. We have a winner. All right, hang on. We'll confirm that address. It takes forever to get something.
And I will call you tomorrow about what's happening.
And I will find a place to save this so I don't lose it in the next 24 hours. All right, good deal.
I thank you.
Sure.
I hope you're feeling better.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Now, hang on. We'll confirm that address. All right, so, and again, it takes forever to get anything, and it's not worth the postage, but you're doing it for the fun of it. So we put Jim on hold. And we talked to Stacy in Algonquin. Stacy, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, Raleigh. I'm hanging in there.
You sound like you have
how
a cold.
Are you?
You sound like you have a cold.
I know. I don't know what it is. It's like upper respiratory.
Yeah.
I can't win.
Boy, none of us
but
can, you know.
Okay.
Good. All right. So... You're going to take some guesses?
Now, can you repeat the question again?
Yes. One out of three Americans believes this about themselves. What? And we've determined that it's positive and specific. At least I think it's positive.
That they lived in a previous life?
No, I like that, though. That's nice. Nope.
That was my guess. Ah. I'll take, can I have a that girl question?
Okay, I should have come up with this on my own, because you usually do. So let's see what we can do for you on that girl. I'm sure we'll get something here. Let's see. What comedian played Anne's agent, George Lester, in the first season episode entitled Break a Leg?
Okay, her agent. Let's see. Was it Ronnie Schell?
It was George Carlin.
George Carlin.
Now, another famous actress in this case played Anne's friend Sandy in the same episode. Who was that? We'll have a follow-up question for you.
Okay, famous actress. Anne's friend.
Yes, Sandy. In Break a Leg.
Oh, let's see. To Break a Leg. Break a Leg.
So we know that George Carlin was the agent. So who was Sandy?
Oh, God, I forgot.
Sally Kellerman.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, play
it. Oh, that's okay, Raleigh.
We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, you take care.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. 888-876-5593. We'll get to Mark and his 1976 lyrics. We'll get to... Oh, no, I already broke. All right. See, I'm so actively interested in doing the right thing, I'm doing the wrong thing. So what else is new? All right. I believe that we talked with Cindy, so she is gone. And we just talked with Stacy, so she is gone. That means we talked to Sam and Gurney again. I do believe he's got more guesses. So are you back?
Yes, I am, Raleigh.
All right. Half a dozen guesses. Go for it.
Well, I won't go with half a dozen. I just want to make it quick. But I was going to say, how about patriotic?
No.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for trying. I appreciate it. All right.
Sure,
so,
bye-bye.
888-876-5593. Now, I understand, Mark, you want a brand new category for you. You want lyrics.
No, I didn't. John got both things wrong. He forgot to mention that I have one of your bumpers. I believe it was the Flaming Ember.
Flaming Ember it was, yes, absolutely. So you don't want lyrics, huh?
Yeah. No, I want charts.
Well, you don't need charts because you just won. You knew Flaming Ember.
Okay.
So, yes, okay. Absolutely,
well,
right.
I guess I got to wait till next week.
Yes, mind, body, and soul. Yes. All right, good
deal.
Yeah,
it sounded very similar to Brother's Keeper.
Yes, it does. Now, let me ask you, so now you have heard four of the songs. What do you think the theme is?
I didn't hear the first three.
Oh.
Or I did. Oh. I didn't hear the first two. I'm sorry.
Ah, all right. So you just heard Flaming Ember and what we played after it.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'll hear another one coming up right after the news. But hang on, we'll confirm that address. You're absolutely right. Don't go away. All right.
Alrighty.
So Flaming Ember. We did play the Flaming Ember. I'm glad that Mark got that because I thought, man, if nobody guesses this, we're in trouble. It's really easy. All right. But, of course, I probably say that about a lot of them. The next one, well, I think it's easy, but I'm going to leave that to you. But in the meantime, Kathy and McHenry's got some guesses on our one out of three Americans believes this about themselves. Believes what about themselves? Kathy and McHenry, welcome back to WGN.
Thank you. I think it that they believe that they're sexy.
I love that. Sexy. It's not right.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. I appreciate it. All right. So, I guess we will narrow it down by saying it's not a trait. All right. I would not say this is a trait. So one out of three Americans believe this about themselves, which is interesting. And the Akron Beacon Journal reported on it, by the way. But what is it? One out of three Americans believe this about themselves is something very specific. It's positive. I consider it positive. At best, it's neutral. So 888-876-5593. And I've determined that, yes, there was a time that I was the one out of three. But not anymore. All right. So I'll fill in that story, too, after you get the answer. And the next bumper stumper coming up right after the news on WGN Radio.
I'm a love machine. Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I'm a love machine. That's what I am. To turn me on, just come a little closer. I'm a typical man. I do what you wanna. Baby, don't you know what I mean?
I'm Raleigh James, and who are they? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And they're the Bumper Stumpers. If you know the artists, that's all you need to know. If you know the theme, even better. And if you know my trivia question, that's wonderful. One out of three Americans believe this about themselves. It's not a trait. It is positive, and it's very specific. Yes, and I wouldn't be surprised if at some point you believe this about yourself. Don't know if you do now. I had to think about it, but yes, there was a time that I believed it. Yeah, I'll never know if I was right or not. So most people won't, by the way, as far as that goes. So that's somewhat of a clue, but not a very good one. Now, in addition to my question and my bumper stumpers, you know the deal. You can have your own category, and it can be virtually anything. We prove that with things like hominins. Everybody knows something about something. Everybody. So what is it that you know about? Call us and we'll come up with a question for you. And it is Monday Night Trivia. And it's Monday night, July 1st. Yes, and a new month has begun. And all of the prognosticators are expecting all sorts of things to happen this summer. But that's not too much of a stretch after seeing the debate. But nonetheless, person after person, everything from the sunspots are going to get us and we'll be in darkness to all hell is going to break loose on the streets. I don't know. I haven't heard it's interesting. Usually with predictions, you'll hear some good stuff along the way. But scanning YouTube, you know, for my beloved nuts, what I look for at night is somebody who's interesting enough that that my mind doesn't fully wander, but not so interesting that I stay awake. And most of the time I turn on these shows and I get about 6 minutes in and I'm gone, which is perfect. Then I never know how they came out. But they all have little synopses about them. And the thing that I noticed is that, man, not only since the debate, but probably the last month or so, every one of them for this summer is just all manner of doom and gloom. So I guess we shall see. Now, with that in mind, on Monday Night Trivia, of course, we'll just have a good time, as we do Monday through Thursday night from 10 to 1 Central, and replayed on Friday night. So that's the deal. The only rule of the show is it can't have consequence. We discuss the things that don't matter. And yeah, and we do it well, I might say. But the thing to remember on Monday night is that trivia is my most requested show. And, you know, actually, it's a real dichotomy, because there's a percentage of people who say, I like you every night, but trivia, and that's a very small percentage. Then there's a number of people who say, I only listen on trivia. So a lot of requests for trivia, and I'm happy to do it, but the deal is simple. In order to play trivia, I need players. So that's a thinly veiled threat to you. Call 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And I don't know if you heard the news, but Jim Scott passed away. If you're from Cincinnati, you certainly know Jim Scott. He started in 1968 on WSAI, and then left for a little while and came back. And he was on several stations, but he was on WLW as morning host from like 84 to I think 2015 or something. I don't remember the year that he left, but nonetheless, very, very dedicated to Cincinnati, and had a long following. And unfortunately, a couple of years ago, he was diagnosed with ALS, and that got him last Friday. He was 81 years old. So rest in peace, Jim Scott. And yeah, truly beloved. Although I admit that my all-time favorite Cincinnati morning man, JFPO, James Francis Patrick O'Neill, who was on WLW prior to Jim Scott being hired. He'd been gone a couple of years at that point. But in any event, Jim certainly was probably in recent times the most well-known radio figure in town. So I know that it bummed a lot of people out. But fighting ALS, much better place. You know, we talk about that often. So rest in peace, Jim Scott. Yeah. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. And we're going to do some radio trivia with Gary. That's always fun. You know, I picked out a question for him last week, and I said I'd save it, and I forgot the question. But I've got another one. I'm never short on questions. And so I guess let's start there. So, Gary, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh, glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, and of course, compared to last night, breathing is better, I think. You know, anything's
well,
better.
Yeah, I understand that, sure.
Yeah, so yeah, I can't complain. All's good. All right, so let's stay with some Cincinnati trivia radio. I mentioned that Jim Scott went to WSAI in 1968. Actually, Charlie Murdoch came there in 1965. It was the first job he took as general manager. And, you know, a lot of people were calling the radio stations things like Tiger Radio or Fun Radio or The Good Guys or you name it. Well, Charlie decided that WSAI was going to have a different handle. What did he call it?
Ooh.
And I remember he hired Tom Kennington, actually, who had been at WFUN, and hired Kennington to be one of the guys. Of course, Dusty Rhodes was still there, but they called it something. It was alliterative, so it started with an R.
Let me think. It's on radio's one of the words in there.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, the second word is radio. You're absolutely right.
Radio. Okay.
Oh yeah, and they had the countdown, and I think there's probably air checks of this too. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is this is interesting because I'm not that familiar with WSAI. So
the big 1360.
I'm going to be interested to hear the answer to this.
They even had jingles from PAMS for it.
I don't know.
Rocket Radio.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. For reasons that I don't know. You know, like that made a lot of sense if you were in Cocoa, you know, along the Space Coast or something. But in Cincinnati, I'm not 100% sure why. But yes, Rocket Radio.
Because they could, or even in Houston, you could, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly. I could buy it. I mean, even Huntsville, it's a stretch, but okay.
Yeah,
but, you know, and all those years and all those conversations and all the time I spent with Murdoch, it never even occurred to me to say, what on earth possessed you? You know, I don't know. Yeah, but that's what it was for a couple of years, Rocket Radio.
Wow, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Well, now you do, and I'm sure you'll never forget it.
Yeah, I probably won't. I keep learning things. On the questions I lose, I keep learning things.
Yeah.
So that's fine with me.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, thanks a lot.
Always good to hear from you. Talk to you soon.
Okay, great. Okay, thanks.
Bye. So, yeah, like I say, on the Space Coast, yeah, I get that. But and I don't know, maybe Kennington knew why. I know he was surprised that I remembered it. I ran at him at a convention many years ago and brought it up. He said, nobody remembers Rocket Radio. I said, yeah, I guess that was the problem with it. But... why did he pick it? I don't know. I guess that's a great trivia question. If we could get to the other side, I'd ask him. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Linda in Richland Park is back. So Linda, what do you think?
Yeah, I got 5 or 6 more guesses at this question.
Excellent.
How about they think they're holier than thou?
Nope. I love that, though.
All that in a bag of chips?
No.
Think they can really sing?
No. Ooh.
Think they can really dance?
No.
How about they think they're famous?
Nope.
People, you know, got charisma?
Yeah. Nope. One more.
One more. All right, my last choice would be think they're shy.
Well, that's interesting. That's not right. Yeah, that's not right either.
All right. Well, I'm going to give it up for tonight.
All right. Thanks for trying. Talk to you soon.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And we're going to talk to Naoto in Japan. All right, let's see how the connection is this time. How are you doing, Naoto? What's going on?
Yeah, I'm doing great, and the connection is no issue.
No.
can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Yeah, I'm doing great, and the connection is great.
Okay. So do you you gonna take any guesses on it?
I wanted to try Mayer's Brick Trivia.
Okay, we're going to stick with that. All right, so as you know, when you look at the personality types, one of the first things you talk about is whether it's E, extroversion, or I, introversion. And that was not new to Myers-Briggs. Who first explored it?
I think it's... Jung?
Yes, absolutely. In his theory of personality types, it was a way to describe how people responded and interacted with the world. So, yes.
Oh.
So you are, as usual, you are a winner.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, hang on, don't go away. Yes, so extroverts are outward-turning and tend to be action-oriented, more frequent social interaction with extroverts, and they feel energized after spending time with people, which is actually really a key right there. Introverts, inward-turning, tend to be thought-oriented, enjoy deep and meaningful social interactions, and feel recharged after spending time alone. Yeah, so wow, between those two, I never thought I'd say I'm an introvert, but I guess, yeah. All right, and then you've got other considerations as well. sensing versus intuition, thinking versus feeling, and judging versus perceiving. So it is an interesting study, and Myers-Briggs, it's used by a lot of interesting people, including employers, to determine personality types. There are a number of academics, though, who would say, well, they weren't psychologists, and Isabel Myers and her mother, Catherine Briggs, based their work on Jung, actually. And even though there's a lot of questions about how accurate is this? It's one of the world's most widely used psychological instruments. And so there were 16 different types, and we've explored some of them with Naoto. And as far as the development, though, the extroversion and introversion was the first deal. And so we have 16 types, and I'm sure that Naoto will be calling next week, and I'm sure we will be asking him about more of them. In the meantime, we'll get to Sam and Gurney. He's got some more guesses. There's room for you, too. And there's another bumper stumper coming up in moments here on WGN Radio.
Well, she's so tough. That's why I love her. Love her. Well, I met a pretty girl. She walking down the street. The kind of girl that I like to meet. She had Montana and she Charlotte. Tell me, darling, will you be mine? I know I love you, darling. I really love you too. I really love you so. Baby, let me hug you. I really love you, darling. I never, never, never let you go. I'll never let you go. Happy, we're as happy as can be. I love her and she likes me. We're gonna stay together, just wait and see. Call it love, baby. Yes, sirree. I know I love you, darling. I'll never let you go. I really love you so. Baby, let me hug you. I really love you, darling.
WGN Radio, I'm Roddy James. All right, so who are they? All right, there's your bumper stumper, and is a theme apparent yet? Well, we got four more songs next hour, if it isn't, but if it is, by all means, tell us. And if you know who that is, because that got a lot of airplay, actually. Not anytime recently, but in 1957, on Backbeat, as far as that goes. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh, and that is going to take us back to Sam and Gurney again. So Sam, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, thanks for tolerating me.
Always good to hear from you.
But I can't go to sleep. So I came up with a half a dozen that I've tried. But how about a good driver?
Nope.
To be a good friend?
Nope.
To be a great cook?
Nope.
Good cook?
Nope.
Have a good sense of humor?
Nope.
To be photogenic?
Nope.
And last but not least, to be a good kisser.
Oh, my God. No.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good night.
I like that. I'm trying to figure out the setting in which that would become a discussion. But I'm sure there is one. But to the best of my knowledge, nobody has, in fact, gone ahead and done any survey on that, at least not one. Although, you know, as I say that, somebody soon will probably have the study going for their PhD, I would imagine. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And Tim is in Shreveport. How's it going, Tim?
Oh, doing good, Raleigh. How about yourself?
All right. I can't complain. So, yeah. Radio trivia. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, do you remember the OK Group?
The OK Group.
We shall see.
They were actually their full corporate name was Paglin Ray Stations.
Uh-huh.
And it was Jules Paglin and Stanley Ray. And what they had in common was the last two letters of all their call letters was OK. That's why they were named as OK Group. And they were known for some of the best soul stations in America. So what I want to know, okay, and they had one in New Orleans and they had one in Baton Rouge. They didn't have one in Shreveport. But what were the call letters of the station in New Orleans and what was the call letters of the station in Baton Rouge? Now, see, we've already given given you three of them because they end in OK and you know they start with a W.
Yeah. WXOK, I think, isn't it?
Baton Rouge, WXOK. Very good. Impressive. What was it in New Orleans?
Let's see. WNOK, I think, wasn't it?
Nope. It was WBOK.
WBOK.
Yeah, BOK and XOK. They also had KYOK in Houston, KLOK in Baton Rouge, and WGOK in Mobile. LOK in Memphis, too. LOK in Memphis. They didn't have, although a lot of people thought so, they didn't have WAOK in Atlanta, when it was WSOK in Nashville, which is going way back. They didn't have that either. But, hey, you got it half right. Mm-hmm. For knowing Baton Rouge, I'll count that. XOK it was. So
sounds good.
Don't go away. All right. So yes, indeed, the OK Group, Paglin Ray, and they were some of the best soul stations ever. And, Johnny Goen, who calls regularly, worked at KYOK in Houston, I think a couple times, actually. And he remembers Paglin and Ray, as far as that goes. I think he has a birthday this week, too, as far as that is. By the way, there's a new moon Friday evening, just before 6 o'clock Central Time. So if you're thinking about your Law of Abundance checks, that would be 5:57 on Friday, 5:57 p.m. Central Time. So we've got another hour of Monday Night Trivia. So there's four more bumper stumpers coming up. And if you don't get the question tonight, it becomes our straggler for next week, and then it'll be revealed because we don't let it hang around more than that. But it gives you a week to think about it if nobody gets it. But one out of three Americans believes this about themselves. And as I say, I thought about it, and yeah, there was a time I believed it about myself. And but I never got to prove it. Yeah, I wish. But I thought about it, and one out of three Americans thinks about it, too, believes this about themselves. So what is it? 888-876-5593, 8888, Raleigh. Now, if you don't know my question and bumper stumpers don't seem to be familiar to you, oh, there's a fine one coming up, then have your own category. And sky is the limit on that because everybody knows something about something. So the last hour of Monday Night Trivia starts here on WGN Radio.
Boom, boom, boom.
There's anybody running? Look at anybody going? Well, don't somebody please tell me why's there all the rush?
I'm going to tell you about Babaloo's getting married.
What you say?
About Babaloo's getting married.
That you say?
Yeah, the cherry bells singing. All the people are singing.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, I think a number of people are going to recognize that. Doo-wop fans for certain. But what's that have to do with our theme? Yeah, we have this and three more from which to choose to flesh out the theme. I'll give you the answer to that at the end of the night. But I have a feeling Stephanie, who's on hold in Madison, knows exactly who that was. I believe she knows a previous bumper. But Stephanie, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey there. Thank you so much, Raleigh. I do know one, that one, and it has a special connection because my husband grew up in Brooklyn. But I was going to take a shot at the one you so tough, the one you played before.
Yeah.
And would that be the Casuals?
Yes, yes. Although by the time the record came out, they had to be the original Casuals because there was a name change problem with another group.
Yep, exactly. So I, you know, what I can do is leave that for somebody else. I do know who it is, and like I said, my husband grew up in Brooklyn, and I are both really fond of that song. And that's all. If you, that's all I will say. I do want to. I would love to do a top 10 if you can.
Sure.
And I wanted to also take a shot at the question,
yes.
You know, it's one out of three Americans. I'm like, oh, man, that's a lot of people. But my thought is they think they're more attractive than they actually are.
No, that's not it.
That's not it. Okay. And they think they're smarter than they are. They think they're geniuses.
No.
But could you do either 1960 or 1961 time of year?
I can do either of them. Your choice.
All right, let's do 1960.
All right. You want to do this week in 1960?
Sure, why not? Yep, right. Let's do it.
Very good. We'll see where we are on July the 4th.
Good to talk to you, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I listen a lot of nights, and by the time I get to the point where I think about calling in, it's getting late, and I figure, hey, call early and call often, right?
Well, that's right.
No.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So we'll talk about July 4th, 1960.
Let's do it.
Number one, Everybody's Somebody's Fool.
Connie Francis.
Number two, Alley-Oop.
The Hollywood Argyles.
Yes, yes. And I know you could have chosen from others, but that is who made it to number two. Number three,
yep.
I'm Sorry.
Brenda Lee.
Yes. Number four, Because They're Young.
Oh, God, that's Doreen Eddy.
Yes, number five, Kathy's Clown.
Oh, the Everly Brothers, what a sad song, too.
Yeah, but what a great song for them, because, you know, that was their first Warner Brothers record, and everybody predicted that when they left Cadence and no longer had Boudreaux Bryant, that it was going to be all over, and Kathy's Clown went to, like, number one or something.
And they also wrote it, didn't they?
Yes, that's exactly right. And see, that's what everybody said wouldn't happen. So that was a very interesting song for them.
But it did.
Yeah. And actually, I always thought, and I was very surprised that it was because of Cadence that it was Archie Blyer who had stopped Boudreaux and Felice from writing for them. And it wasn't. It was Acuff Rose, the publisher, and it was just a brutal fight. But in any event, number six, that's All You Gotta Do.
That's also Brenda Lee.
Yes, it is.
Yes, yeah, I think it's the flip side of I'm Sorry, isn't it?
You know, I don't know. I'd have to look at that.
That's okay. Yeah.
I'm going to take a look at that. It could be, but normally you see those listed together, but separately. All right. Number seven, Burning Bridges.
Jack Scott.
Yes. Number eight, My Hometown.
Oh, God, My Hometown. Oh, Paul Anka.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number nine.
Yeah. He cracks me up. Yeah.
Mule Skinner Blues.
Oh, the Fenderman.
Yes. And number 10, A Rock a Good Way.
Oh, that's such a great song. Brooke Benton and Dinah Washington.
Yes, it is a really great song, the original. Priscilla Bowman and the Spaniels. As far as this remake, I'm not going there. Let's see how well you do.
Yeah, you know, I don't like all the shucking and driving in the back. It's like, oh, come on, you guys.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, well, let's see how far you get. Number 11 is Only the Lonely.
That's Roy Orbison.
12, Wonderful World.
Wonderful, oh, man. Sam Cooke?
Yes, 13, Paper Roses.
Anita Bryant.
14, happy-go-lucky me.
Oh, I've got Paul Evans.
Yes. 15, Alley-Oop.
Oh, no, okay. Well, I said the Hollywood Argyles.
Right,
I,
right. So who would it be other than the Hollywood Argyles on Madison?
I don't know.
Dante and the Evergreens.
What? I never knew about those guys.
You never knew about Dante and the Evergreens?
No, I didn't.
What happened to you?
I don't know. Got knocked up. I got dropped on my head at some point.
Wow.
What can I say?
Well,
they
were Californian, though. They were formed at Santa Monica College in 1959, and it was Dean Torrance who took them to Herb Alpert when, back in the Dory days and all that. And
right. So
Dallas Frazier, of course, wrote Alley-Oop, and we had good old, Gary S. Paxton.
Gary Paxton,
yeah. Right, yep. Exactly. But so they did it on... Mm. Actually, I could have used Donnie and the Evergreens for my theme tonight, now that I think about it. But anyway, they'd have fit. That was the deal. And that was they had a couple other things, but believe me, nothing else. They went back to school.
Yeah.
And so
I never heard of those guys.
Dante and the Evergreens, oh, my God. Well, yes.
I know.
I'm very surprised because, you would know Babalu's Wedding Day, and we won't tell you who that is.
Oh, I'm going to leave it for somebody else because it is such a cool, such a great song.
Yeah.
It is such a cool song.
Yes,
it is.
And there is something very interesting about them, and I can probably say this because it has nothing to do with the theme, but they were all 100% Hispanic. They were all Puerto Rican.
Oh, my God. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. I have to tell me how they got.
Yeah, they're from the Bronx. They weren't from Brooklyn. They're from Bronx. But regardless, they were all. And they absolutely, when they were introduced at shows, they would say the only all-Hispanic doo-wop group. And
that is so neat.
Yeah. Yes.
That is. Oh, that is so cool. I love it. Love it. Love it. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Oh, I have one request. If you want to, I know you can't. I love my favorite version. I think it's the best version of Hot Rod Lincoln. Johnny Bond. I don't know if you want to play that or not, but
sure.
I would love to hear it tonight. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And the original one, of course, was Hot Rod Race, as you probably know.
Yep.
So and that was an interesting song. A lot of people, Archie Shibley did it originally, but a lot of people covered Hot Rod Lincoln. So sure.
Yep.
Of course, today if you hear it at all, it's usually Commander Cody. I'm like, oh please. But Yeah, Johnny Bond or Charlie Ryan are the two that are most often heard.
Right. I always think of I didn't know that there's somebody before Charlie. Well, yeah, you've the Hot Rod Race, but I think Johnny Bonds is just the absolute ultimate. I love his version.
Well,
absolutely
he was great. I have albums by him. He was hilarious. Johnny Bond, our man in trouble. But he was.
Oh yeah.
It was always stuff like that, and he did Hot Rod Lincoln in '64. So it was on Star Day. It was a little late for him. But, then he had The Man Who Comes Around. That was a fascinating little album that he did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought he did the Hot Rod Lincoln. I thought it was 1960, but okay.
Well, 60. Let me look at singles because I was looking at albums. So, okay.
Okay.
Let's see.
Okay.
Singles.
Yeah.
Back in Shellac Land, we want to get out of there. Let's see. Yeah, oh my God, he did on Republic in 1960.
Yep, yeah.
Republic,
yeah.
1960
yep.
On Republic. So the Star Day, I don't think that was a repress. It must have been a re-sing. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
So, and Charlie Ryan, yeah. But yeah, Johnny Bond was an interesting character. And a lot of fun.
Yep, yeah, but, love the guy, love him.
Yeah.
And another cool... cool song is Thunder Road by Robert Mitchum.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that. I love it. So, anyway. Well, I bet other folks want to get on here, so I'll quit yammering away. And
okay.
Raleigh, you take care of yourself, and I'll call back, okay?
I'm counting on it. All right, thanks. And you're a winner. You got all your charts, so we'll increase your stash. Thanks.
Cool. Thank you.
There you have it. 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. So, yeah, I was looking for the Charlie Ryan because I've got that on a 45. I think it was like, well, I'll look for it. Anyway, 888-876-5593. We're going to do Seinfeld trivia with Jeff and Homewood, but we're going to have another bumper stumper coming up, and maybe the theme will become apparent. We'll see how that goes coming up on WGN Radio.
Motor City, honey, that's a thing they do. Oh, honey. Yeah, they wind it up to shake it till it gets to you. You see them at duty walking on down the street, moving their arms just and a shuffle on their feet. They're doing the... Yeah. Listen, baby. You motivate and makes you jump and shout. It's called the Twine. Through the same children all over town. Feet of the baby that will put you down. Come on. Oh, honey. Listen, baby. Wind it up again and shake it one more time. Twine, baby. This crazy thing, baby. You move so fine. Come on, pretty baby, let the good times roll. Come on, pretty baby, satisfy your soul. Come on, MC, honey. I want you to MC, baby.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. So who is that? Guy from Memphis. Spent a lot of time in Missouri and ultimately in Detroit, hence the MC Twine. And I think he grew up in Poplar Bluff, but he was just terrific, I thought. And had some local Memphis stuff on Stax, and then he wound up in Detroit working for Ollie McLaughlin, and that came out on Karen. So what does he have in common with everybody else we play tonight, and who is he? 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And let's say goodbye to Stephanie there. All right, and say hello to Dave in Chicago. What's up tonight, Dave?
Hey, Raleigh, I'm just calling back. I had another thought on your question.
Good.
Is it possibly that 1 in 3 people think that they could be like artists or writers?
You know, that's such a good answer. And no, but I think it's closer than anybody's been. I hate to say that because usually I send people down the wrong path. But to my way of thinking, I think it's closer.
Oh, okay. I just have one other note for you, too, because you had mentioned Richard Feynman earlier when you were talking about Oppenheimer.
Yes.
And I don't know how much you enjoy or don't enjoy reading nonfiction, but Benjamin Labatute wrote a book at the end of last year or published a book. It came out in like December, I think it was, last year, called The Maniac, about John von Neumann's relationship to the project.
Okay, von Neumann. Okay, so that was about von Neumann. Yeah.
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 But it's neat because the way he tells it is basically each chapter is a sort of fictional or like written in the voice of somebody that was either a colleague or a confidant or, you know, his wife. So it reads really nicely. It's much more narrative.
Wow. All right. Yeah. When you mentioned Benjamin Labatute, the first thing I thought is, wait a minute, he's Chilean. Did he write it in Spanish? But I looked it up. No, he didn't write it in Spanish. Okay.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because so. I was like, wait a minute. So yeah, that looks. Thanks for that. Penguin published that. I will get a copy of that.
Great. Well, thanks for taking my call. Have a good night, Raleigh.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right, so that should absolutely be interesting. And I think Labatute did most of his writing in English because he did most of his reading in English, but, interesting. Yeah, my hat's off to him. I couldn't write one in Spanish, God knows. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And Jeff from Homewood, every week about this time, wants his Seinfeld trivia. So, Jeff, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you. Did anybody guess the bumper coming out of the 1030?
I don't know. The only one anybody guessed was the Flaming Ember.
Well, the 1030 one sounded to me like Clarence the Frogman.
Oh, that's interesting. No. I know exactly who you're thinking of, and I would say you're closer than you think because the guy was from New Orleans. So,
your thing has something to do with the South to me.
No, it has nothing to do with the South. Absolutely nothing, but that's interesting. But yeah, a lot of those New Orleans guys, even though the guy we're talking about, he was a New Orleans guy, but that record came out on Chess. And okay. So there was a Chicago connection as well. But we want to do your Seinfeld trivia and see how we do. We're talking about The Voice, all right? That was a Seinfeld episode in season 9. And Kramer gets an intern, George tries to keep his job, Elaine tries to stay putty-free, and Jerry is forced to choose between his girlfriend and The Voice, right?
Yes.
All right. What comic book superhero does George refer to when debating with his boss, Mr. Tomasulo?
You got me on this one. I only guess I got it Superman.
The Hulk.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. Yes, George applied for the job at PlayNow, saying he was handicapped so he could get special privileges. Mr. Tomasulo found out he wasn't handicapped and thought it would be best for George to quit PlayNow, despite the one-year contract with the company. And Tomasulo said, I saw you running down Amsterdam Avenue lifting a 200-pound motorized cart with one hand. And George says, Mr. Tomasulo, during times of great stress, people are capable of superhuman strength. Have you ever seen The Incredible Hulk, sir? Okay, so there you have it. And we'll check out the news and the world at large. We'll have another bumper stumper coming up, one of the two last ones. So I think this one is very recognizable. Of course, you'll be the judge of that. At the end of the night, we'll go over all the bumpers. Very surprised that we only had two so far that were gotten, the Flaming Embers and the original Casuals. We'll review them and we'll reveal the theme as far as that goes. If you don't get our trivia question, 1 out of 3 Americans believes this about themselves, what? Then we'll hold it over for next week and that'll be our straggler and then that'll be it. But if you have any ideas, I'd love to hear from you. Also, if you want your own category, remember sky is the limit. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. So who is she? that you have in common with everybody else. 888-876-5593. That came out in 1967 on Brent, in case you were wondering. So, Don in Beloit wants to guess on the bumper theme. All right, so Don, what do you think?
Well, I lived in Detroit for some time going to college, and I got a lot of, like, you know, Motown visits and old friends. But is that Matt Lucas that you had played before?
I did play Motor City? I did play Matt Lucas, yes. Very good.
Okay.
All right. So
I have no idea some of these that you're playing, but that one, it was such a weird title. It's, I guess, why I remember it or something.
MC Twine, Motor City Twine.
Okay. I have no idea, but are these all like LGBT kind of singers?
No.
I have no idea.
I see. All right. What? Yeah, I can tell Mr. that. No, I guarantee you, okay, those would be fighting words to some of these. I guarantee it.
Okay. Are these all, like, I don't know. Is Detroit a common theme, or Motown?
No, there's no Motown connection? Nope, no Motown, no Detroit connection. Not to the theme.
Okay. Well, I just thought I'd call in and ask about Matt Lucas. I don't know much about him or anything,
Matt Lucas was terrific. Like I said, he was born in Memphis. He was raised in Poplar Bluff. He was in reform school jail as a kid. I don't know what he did, but
He looked it up. He stole a cement truck as a kid.
What he did? All right. Well, see, I knew he did something. Yeah. Exactly. But, you know, I'm moving on. Probably that's my favorite Matt Lucas, you know, obviously. And that was at the end of an Orville Felt session. And I loved that. And that was sort of a hit in Memphis. But, you know, then he wound up, Ollie McLaughlin kind of lured him to briefly to Detroit. He'd been living outside the States, and he was living in Canada. You know, you read about him, so you probably know all about him. And so he did a lot of cruise ship stuff, a lot of cruise ship stuff. That probably saved his career more than anything else.
Holiday Inn, yeah, the Holiday Inn circuit.
But all of the but all of those cruise ship things, because he was a good stage performer, you know, good entertainer that way. So
well, he did, like, he was crazy doing it. He was just obviously very. He did so many different things, including drumming and jazz things, I mean, like, wow, one end of the spectrum. Bar X in Calumet City, Illinois, a suburb notorious for gangster activity. That's for sure, because I used to live nearby there, and strip club backup singer,
that'll be pretty typical for him. We're not talking about a guy who would otherwise be known as highbrow or a lot of class, but he was a lot of fun.
Well, that was a lot of fun when I jumped when I heard that Motor City Twine. It's such a weird, unusual song. Really a lot of energy with his stuff, it seems.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, like I say, the best one of all was that I'm Moving On, which was wonderful.
Well, thanks, Raleigh. All thanks, right, for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Again.
Absolutely. Right. Well, to your stash. You thanks. Take... Appreciate
okay,
it.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. So yes, indeed. That's the deal there. Matt Lucas, and he was, I don't know, stole a cement truck. Hey, it's better than I would have thought. I knew he was, you know, under lock and key for a little while, but I didn't know what he'd done. That's pretty good, actually. I mean, it's pretty inventive and takes some guts. So I guess, all right, get down with your bad self. All right, we're going to get to Seinfeld trivia with Jeff and Homewood. I already picked it out, but I've since lost the question. So I'll find it again, and we'll be right back with that in the final bumper stumper. And again, at the end of the night, I'll reveal all the songs and the themes. But now you've gotten three so far. Maybe you'll get this last one. I expected you would get the last one we played, but this one coming up, I'm pretty sure you'll get it. We'll see you on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who's that? And what's the theme? All right, I'll be revealing in under 10 minutes, as far as that goes. Meantime, I believe we have, count them, two people who want Seinfeld trivia. We can do that. The first one, our usual contender, is Jeff in Homewood. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Jeff. Are you there, Jeff? Jeff hung up? I don't know. All right, I had a question picked out for him. All right, Jeff, well, I guess see you later, alligator, so they say. After a while, crocodile. Now, let's instead move over to Derek in Des Plaines. He'll get Jeff's question. So, Derek, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. I think you just talked to Jeff a little while ago.
Oh, did I? Did we do a Seinfeld? I think we might have.
Yeah, right. and you asked about the Hulk.
Oh, okay, right. You're absolutely right. Well, see, I don't know. All right, you know, I barely know I'm doing the damn show, but anyway, all right.
I have some questions. I have some guesses on the question.
Oh, good. What do you think?
How about that their cooking is better than it really is?
No, I like that, though.
food is always on my mind.
Yeah, me too.
How about that they sing better than they really do?
Nope.
Or they sing better than other people?
Nope. No.
Or how about just more generally, like they're more creative than others?
Nope. But that's no. Good. I like that.
Okay. yeah, I mean, that. I could guess like some general ones that may have already been guessed. Like
it's very specific.
They think they're taller than others.
Yeah, no, it's nothing like that.
They're taller? No.
It's not a trait. We've already ruled out traits.
Okay,
and,
I thought
and
so, yeah.
It's very specific. So,
okay, something creative related, though.
Well, you might think so. Hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's probably a little closer.
Maybe they draw better than other people.
No. Nope.
Hmm.
Well, if you don't get it, I don't think anybody is tonight. So it gives you a whole week to think about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Shall we move over?
We're on the right track, but
yes, you are.
Yeah,
you absolutely are.
Specific.
Shall we move over to Seinfeld trivia?
Sure.
All right. Since
I've seen every episode more than once.
Good. Well, one of the most famous, as you know, is No Soup for You. And so,
yes.
What I want to know is, what does George Otter, the first time we see him going to the soup stand?
Oh, I know he wants extra bread or something.
Well, no, that he complains about that.
That gets him in trouble.
Yeah, he complains about that. No soup for you.
They didn't give him the bread.
Right.
He wanted the bread.
Right.
Something
then,
like
then
that.
They're going to charge him $2 or $3. But yes, what does he order?
You want to know the kind of soup that he ordered?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very tough.
Fun trivia says it's average, so I don't know. I didn't even know this was a soup.
Oh. So it's not something that's usual.
Well,
not
you
like
know,
chowder.
I mean,
bisque.
Yeah, right. It's not bisque. Nope.
Yeah, I just don't remember.
Well, it doesn't sound appetizing.
Oh, I think,
go ahead.
Yeah, I think Elaine maybe orders lobster bisque. I think I remember.
She pronouncing might have. I don't know, but George went for a medium turkey chili.
Oh, okay.
Sounds terrible to me.
I could see that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, we'll do it next week.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Have a good night.
All right. You too.
Bye.
So now, I believe our last guesser will be the lovely and talented Sherry in Naperville. So, Sherry, what do you think?
Hold on.
Okay. Sherry's going to take us off hold. Her phone sounds like it's in the bathroom. Could be the kitchen, but someplace that isn't.
No, I was on the other side of the coffee table from the couch.
Uh-huh. All right.
Okay. So, my two guesses are, because you've alluded to this before, that you think or you know you will qualify for a Mensa.
No, it has nothing to do with that. They inducted me into that and into Intertel years and years ago. I left both.
Well, you probably are a mentor candidate.
Well, remember, if that's the top 2%, we're in a world of trouble.
No. You're
no, I guarantee you. I went to a meeting. If that's the top 2%, we're all in trouble.
Well, I remember, you know, I used to do crossword puzzles for the morning episodes.
Yeah, whatever.
But I got this mental book, and you could do all that.
It was actually kind of a good little organization when Margot Seidelman was still alive. She ran it from her couch in Brooklyn. But when she died, I think it changed. Just like 999 used to be great. There was a guy, Barry, in Kentucky, who sent you the things on a 9-pin dot matrix printer. And, you know, and today 999 is this big deal. No, thank you. So anyway.
And my second guess was that 1 in 3 think they're competitive.
That's interesting. It's not right.
All right. So that's kind of my, I don't know. It's like a broad
spectrum of it's an absolute discreet question. It's direct. You know, I mean, it's specific.
And you said positive. So it's
I would consider it positive. Some people might say it's neutral, but it's definitely not negative.
Well, that's wonderful. So I can think some
Yes,
more.
You can. All right.
And I'll see you, I suppose, next Monday, because it's probably going to carry over.
Yes, it is going to carry over, so you have a week to think about that, and that's good. And then, of course, we're live Tuesday through Thursday, including the July show. What?
I wanted to quickly mention WDCB, Glen Ellen College of DuPage.
Uh-huh.
They honored Chuck Shaden because it was his 75th birthday or whatever.
Yeah.
And they got an archive, and it was wonderful, and you can listen, you know, you can pull up the archive and listen at your leisure for the next 2 weeks. But I learned so much, and there are questions I want to ask you about things you've kind of clued us all ignorant people into, like towers, 1,000-watt towers, and this, that, and the other. But it was interesting, and I know you like to sleep to stuff. That's kind of droll, but if you pull that up and go to the, those were the days, and you start to play it, I mean, you are like an archive of knowledge, and all this stuff was like news to me, and you know, I'm just a newbie on this OTR stuff.
Well,
but, might enjoy it 1,000%.
Yeah, no, those were the days. Ran for 39 years, so there were a number of them. I'm sure.
The Chuck Shaden one started up north.
Well, 1970 to 2009. So yeah, I will check.
He turned it over to. Yeah. The newbie, which isn't a newbie anymore.
Yeah.
But,
I will check it.
I think you would enjoy it. And there were questions about towers and 1,000 watts. And there was something about the stuff you say about the atmosphere. And you're like, so at night, we finally got to this point.
Yeah.
Because
we
could only broadcast between 9 a.m. to sudden such until the nighttime or something like that.
I'll check it out.
But, yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks. Appreciate
it. Because you could explain so much because you're so friggin' intelligent on everything.
No. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Sherry.
All right. You take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so, all right, all the archives of those were the days. So, yeah, 1970 to 2009. I think it started originally in Evanston, but on LTD, I think. And then it was on NIB and later DCB. But anyway, I'll check those archives. Now, okay, your themes and your... First, we'll go over what we played. Just a Little Bit was Roy Head, 1965 on Scepter. Of course, his big hit was Treat Her Right. Bobby Charles did Time Will Tell, 1956 on Chess. His big hit was later Alligator. Yeah. Flaming Ember, Mind, Body, and Soul, 1969 on Hot Wax. Their big hit was Westbound No. 9. The Mellow Kings did Chip Chip. Their big hit was Tonight Tonight. And Chip Chip was 1959 on Herald. It was The Occasions doing Love Machine, 1968 on ABC. Of course, they were known for Girl Watcher. The Original Casuals, as we determined, So Tough, 1957 on Backbeat. It was the Eternals who did Babalu's Wedding Day, 1959 on Music Tone, and their regional giant hit was Rockin' in the Jungle, and as I mentioned, they were 100% Hispanic. Matt Lucas did MC Twine, 1965 on Karen. It was Linda Lindell who did My Man, He's a Lovin' Man, 1967 on Brent. Of course, she's better known for What a Man. And we close with Bob Cuban and the Inman, S.O.S., of course, yes, Edwin Starr originally, 1966 on Musicland, and it was an album cut on Lookout for the Cheater. All right, so what do they all have in common? They were a surprise. All of these were white artists booked at the height of their popularity by unsuspecting promoters of R&B venues. Now, we could have played so many more. Tony Joe White, The Soul Survivors, The Casinos, Frankie Lane, Timmy Euro, Bobby Caldwell, Tina Marie, Buddy Holly, didn't he surprise them at the Apollo, The Marquise, Wild Cherry, Johnny Rivers, and many, many more. But that was the deal. They were all a surprise. A surprise. And I remember Donnie Weaver, the lead singer of The Occasions, one club's, "You sure you want to go on stage?" He's, "Yeah." And it was fine. All right, so that is the theme, and those are the songs. And we'll leave the straggler. 1 out of 3 Americans believes this about themselves. From time to time, they may not believe it continually, but at some point, I'd say, actually, if we added that to the list, I think it's even more than 1 in 3. But this was according to the Akron Beacon Journal in 2001. I guess they did a survey, I don't know. But 1 out of 3 said, "Yeah, that's me." And like I say, for a while, I believed it too. I was convinced. All right, and I'll explain all about that when either you get it next week or when we reveal it next week. Because either way, that stragglers don't last more than a week. So live show tomorrow, Wednesday, and live show on 4th of July on Thursday. And I've been debating. I might save the Loveland story for 4th of July. That may be a good 4th of July story. I don't know. Independence Day. Oh, it was very independent. All right. So that's where we'll leave it. Again, new moon this Friday, July 5th. So if you're into writing those abundance checks, and I've got to call Marianne, MarianneWinkowski.com. It's been far too long. And you can go there and read all about the law of abundance. The shadow of Mercury retrograde begins on July 16th, right during the Republican National Convention. How fitting in Leo. But it goes direct on August 4th. And I mean, it goes, I'm sorry, I'll confuse you if it's the last thing I do tonight. It goes retrograde on August 4th, and then it goes direct on August 27th. And you know, Mercury retrograde, that's don't sign, don't travel. It's a time when communication will encounter snafus, when travel will encounter snafus. But as I always stress, this is minor. This is not the time when the plane's going to crash. It's the time when the airline loses your luggage. It's nothing more than a frustration, if you believe in it. But more recently, astrologers have talked about the shadow of the retrograde and what that means when when Mercury goes retrograde, which it will on August 4th, it's going to be in a sign at a degree. So, like, and I haven't looked at it, but I believe probably in Leo and some degree, in any event. And it goes retrograde. It goes retrograde for, you know, approximately 3.5 weeks. And at that point, it's moved back in the zodiac. Then it goes direct. Well, the shadow of the retrograde means you're still going to feel it until it gets back to the point, astrologically, where it first went retrograde. So that works both ways. Questions? Yes, maybe. We'll discuss that some other cold night. Otherwise, anything is up for grabs, and we'll do it tomorrow, 21 hours from now. Until then, that is a wrap. And we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. That's what makes it a pleasure to do. Let's repeat it tomorrow night. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.